Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Teach Me Sweden with Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
And we are two comedians that are going to be teaching you about Swedish history through comedy.
Mm. Och idag är det inget skämt. Idag är det magister Broström som håller i examen. Det är prov på höstterminen.
Yes.
Lite försenat, lite ljuvligt.
Yes, but we're challenging you to do the quiz with me. See how well I do as Eric quizzes me on this, and Eric is the meanest teacher out there, so yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Och är det första gången du lyssnar på Teach Me Sweden och du kan alla frågor, då behöver du inte lyssna på den här podden. Helt onödigt.
Just download it just so we get stats.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yes.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome
back, 2024.
Ja, det var, jag blev skraj just för att jag såg dig och det hade jag inte tänkt mig. Och samtidigt så insåg jag, det är ju 2024.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, how's the year been treating you so far?
Miserably. Jag tror så här. Min profetia av 2024 är att det kommer gå sjukt bra, men det är därför det börjar. Är det top 5 low för mig? Och nu kan det bara bli uppåt. Så tänker jag.
I like that. That's a very positive way to look at it.
Vad är för alternativ? Antingen uppåt eller neråt.
Has anybody ever told you that you're like too positive?
No.
I've been accused of a borderline toxic positivity.
Det där är bara folk som inte kan hantera. Du har ju sjukt bra rykte och är sjukt omtyckt i branschen. Och ingen som jag känner som känner dig har något ont att säga om dig. Och det är förmodligen för att du har en jävligt skön personlighet.
Thank
och
you.
Att du är positiv och att du vill tro det bästa om folk.
I sure do, yeah. Which isn't the best thing.
I mean, you don't shit talk, you don't trash other people.
No, that's not my thing.
Alltid trevlig. Och det vinner man på i längden. Och jag brukar inte gilla att prata skit om folk heller. No, men jag, yeah. I can indulge. Men det som jag har jobbat på är att ha positiv syn på livet. För att även om jag inte försöker vara taskig mot andra så kan jag ha en historia av att kanske vara taskig mot mig själv. Eller liksom så här, ja, tycka synd om sig själv kanske är mer. Self-pity kan ju liksom vara en sån grej. Sånt har jag jobbat med sen ungdomen, men jag har blivit bättre på i vuxen ålder.
Good, man. Well, you know, I think highly of you. So, hanging out with me should give you a little boost too,
It's a boost, man. This is
I think highly of you.
Det är därför jag saknat det här. Det är så mysigt.
Yeah, man. Glad you're here, man.
Det är kul.
Well, I'm trying to kiss up to the teacher. That's what it is.
I know.
But you're such a nice teacher too. You're easy on me every time. Even though I think this one is going to be the hardest because it's been so much time.
I'm falling off the chair.
Grab the chair with wheels over there.
Okay, I'll grab a wheelchair.
Oh shit, I'm buying new chairs anyway.
Yeah, this was just, oh my god, I was
this is good content.
It was probably my fault.
No, it's definitely not your fault.
No, but I was twisting and turning and...
Well, now you're in a nice... My office chair right there.
Oh, once you've gone...
Black, you never go back?
Det är en svart stol. Det är sant.
Nice, man.
Good old Blackie. Nah.
Now you thought the camera was off? That's what he calls me, off camera. Good old Blackie.
Oh. Oh, just det. Det var ju off-record names. Herregud. Oh. Nej, okej. Okay. Ordning i skolsalen. Nu är det quiz time.
Okej.
Okay. Jag är också, det gick så kul att vi har någon slags skolexamen, men jag döper det till quiz. Yeah. Det känns inte som att, om jag hade gått i skolan och de varit så här, yeah. Okej, okay, quiz time!
It doesn't mean anything.
Men det hade varit så kul, man bara, åh, quiz!
Yeah. Ja. Pop quiz, too.
Så att, det här var ju en lite kortare termin också den här hösten. Men första avsnittet jag tänker förhöra dig om handlar om Sara Leander.
Mm, good old Sarah.
Do you remember who she was?
Sara Leander.
Jag kan säga så här, en ledtråd.
Okay.
För att lärare brukar ge ledtrådar.
Mm-hmm.
Hon kallades den sista divan.
Mm. Wait, is this the one who just went to hung out and watched plays and stuff? No. No, that's Alice.
Yeah.
Sara Leander was a singer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where did she and where did she move?
Oh, she moved to America.
No, because she chose another country in the 40s.
Of course, she moved to Germany.
Yeah.
And she was a Nazi. No, now I remember Sara Leander.
Yes, kommer du ihåg varför hon flyttade till Tyskland och inte USA? För hon hade ju möjlighet att spela filmroller. Mm. Och sjunga i bägge.
Because it was closer to home, I do not remember.
Yes!
Yes, because it was closer to home, of course.
Och hon hade familj. Och
yeah,
ville inte
she's a family lady. Oh, she had the husband.
Yeah.
That was a kind of rough husband.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Full score, baby. Mm. Okej, okay. Andra frågan på Sara Leander.
Mm. Lesbian. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No, unknown was the answer. No. Joseph Goebbels bjöd över henne på middag en kväll.
Mm-hmm.
Varför gjorde han det?
Because she's white. No, because he wanted people to take his movie seriously.
That's a good answer. It's wrong. But it was a good guess.
Thanks.
Förutom att han säkert ville komma innanför byxorna, om du förstår vad jag menar.
Yeah, så var det, fuck his actress.
Han ville också att hon skulle bli tysk medborgare.
Mm.
Så att han kunde ha kvar henne i Tyskland. Mm. Hon tackade nej och så lyckades hon fly. Nu kan vi kasta bort henne ur vårt medvetande. Men jag ger dig en av två poäng där.
Okej, thank you.
Så går vi vidare till Svensktoppen.
Mm.
Vilket år sändes första Svensktoppen?
The first Svensktoppen.
Mm-hmm.
1921.
Oh, so far away.
40.
No. Keep what going up.
1952.
Oh, add 10.
1962.
Ja, rätt svar! poäng! Snyggt!
Wow, I thought it was weird. You know what? I should have known that. I am mad at myself for not knowing that, because sometimes when I do reactions from stuff older than that, they don't have a chart, because I look up chart positions.
Yeah. But you're a cool guy, so you don't have to have that in your memory. You can just be...
No.
You're a baseball cap, backwards kind of
yes.
Classroom guy. Mm,
I should have known that it was later than that. What was I thinking?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Varför vid ett tillfälle under Svensktoppen så tog dansbanden över? Vet du varför?
Because they made it where the songs had to be in Swedish.
Yes! Mm. Nice! That's a two-pointer. Och också då att alla andra började sjunga på engelska. För det var Waterloo och alla de här. Så. Ja, bort med Svensktoppen. Det är bara ett snabbt quiz tycker jag. Vi har Johan Helmich Roman, svenske musikens fader. Han var anställd vid hovkapellet. Och år 1712 så fick han tillåtelse att åka till London och studera vidare musik. Vem var det som gav tillåtelse? Och varifrån i världen fick han godkännandet? Who gave him the permission and where from? What's another part of the world?
He got the Pope.
No.
It was not the person. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
The Pope
sorry,
was
yeah.
not the person.
That's right.
But the king gave him permission.
Ah, what king?
The king of Jamaica. No. Obviously, the King of England.
No.
Did not.
No.
But, however.
Yeah.
The King of Nigeria talked to another person.
Yeah, to another king, maybe?
Another king.
Yeah.
Of Denmark.
No,
okay,
I mean.
Okay, I don't know.
No. No, it was a Swedish king.
A Swedish king, right?
But which king?
But it was,
and where from? Where was the king?
Oh, okay. Now I get the question.
Yeah.
Because I was answering the wrong question.
No, but I was not... Jag var jätteotydlig. Varifrån världen, då fick du säga, det är en annan kung. Det är en svensk kung, men han är inte i Sverige när han ger godkännandet.
Right, of course, because I remember.
Yeah.
The king, Gustav, was currently in Turkey.
No. I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay.
He gave his permission, even though all around him, it was kalabalik.
That's why I said Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Is Bender Turkey?
I thought kalabalik came from there.
Yeah, that's true. Bender, yeah. Yeah, you were, yeah. Yeah. Karl XII. I stand corrected. Double point for you. This is going great. Okej, mer om Roman. 1744 så uppfördes hans inför eftervärlden mest kända verk, Drottningholmsmusiken. Varför skrev han den musiken? Vad var det till för tillfälle?
Sometimes you gotta get laid, man.
Yay!
Trying to get them laid.
Ooh, snyggt.
Sex music. Bone chicka wow wow.
Det var nästa fråga. Det var kronprinsparet Adolf Fredrik och Lovisa Ulrikas bröllop. Och då skrev jag, vilken sorts musiknisch kan man säga att han var först med? Porrmusiken.
Bone chicka wow wow.
Double points. Av två möjliga poäng plockade du 4 poäng på den där. Helt otroligt. You're an A student. Okej, tråkigaste avsnittet tycker jag som jag bjöd på förra terminen var Svante M. Svenssons text message cattle ranch SMS. Jag har två frågor. Okay. Vilken känd amerikansk legend var kompis med Svante?
I don't remember this episode.
Oh, he started a cattle ranch in the US.
Oh yes. Oh, this is when I was in Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
So he was friends.
Is it Sam Houston?
Yes!
Okay, yeah, I was like, it had to be Sam Houston. Yeah.
Och varför var Svante M. Svensson tvungen att rymma från den amerikanska södern?
Because of Civil War.
Yeah, he spoke up about...
slavery.
Yeah, man. Yeah, throw that bitch over the shoulder.
Yes,
never
man.
Think about him again.
I forgot about that episode, man.
Okay, nu har vi hoppat till Alice Babs. Hon träffade Duke Ellington flera gånger, men första gången hon träffade Duke Ellington, vad var det för omständigheter? Varför gjorde hon det?
Was it, she was a replacing a singer or something?
No, like, no, no, no.
No, he said he couldn't replace her because she sang so many octaves.
Yeah.
And
but that was later on.
All right, that's later on.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
It's kind of informal and yet yet formal.
Okay.
She was singing to him, but not as a paid singer. It was his birthday.
Ah, okay. Marilyn Monroe style.
Yeah. Yeah, hon var 15. Get that image in your head.
Ja, må du leva.
Ja, må han leva.
Oh, ja, må han where's leva. This wind coming from? It's like, oh, this is gross.
Jag är 15, hurra. Okej, hon startade en jazztrio med två danskar. Vad hette den?
I don't know, man. The Three Stooges.
Yeah. No. It was the Swedanes.
The Swedanes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Swedanes. Ah, okay. I wouldn't have guessed it though.
Och de fick uppträda på en jätteberömd show i USA.
Oh, the Ed Sullivan
yes.
show. Yes, 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 yes. I remember
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. You got one of those.
Yeah.
You can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
You got like a double, triple on that.
Thanks for the encouragement.
And Roman också, which is like the svenska musikens father, to get that as a, like a double point. That's
thanks
impressive.
For building me up.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing great. Alice Tegner.
Mm-hmm. A-10, as I call her.
Me too.
No. My favorite aircraft.
Yeah. Yeah, she's många jämför henne med flygplan. Hon skrev en massa barnvisor.
Mm-hmm.
Och en låt som hon översatte var Bä, bä, vita lamm. Mm. Vad var det för skillnad på den låten från den ursprungliga engelskan?
She's a white supremacist.
Yes.
Because it's the Baba black sheep.
Oh yeah, that's true. Hennes pappa jobbade som någonting, vad var det?
He was a father.
Yes. That's a job too. All
right, but he also worked in music, right?
Didn't, but he. But if you don't work in music,
he's an accountant.
Then you could be an accountant, but you don't do well in numbers, so right, you like the outdoors.
So he was a. Oh yeah, because he was gone a lot.
Yes,
he was. He was an aardvark.
No, he was an
architect.
No, I was giving you an arg. He was a
pirate.
Yeah, but illegal. Legal. Sjökapten. He was a sea captain.
He was like, oh, yeah. Yes, because he was a good dad, too. But he was just working for the family.
Good later on dead dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Died at sea, yes.
Dad died at sea.
And they would write each other letters and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, now I'm just saying yes because I don't remember that shit.
And he was black.
In English.
And she changed the song because she didn't want it to be too obvious that she was talking about her dad.
Yeah. So it was Black Daddy became Baba. Vita Far.
white sheep of the family.
Hon flyttade ihop med sin, hon träffade sin man, jag orkar inte, skit i det. De bodde i en stadsdel i Stockholm väldigt länge. Vart var det?
Skåne.
No, i Stockholm.
Oh yeah, Södermalm.
Fancier.
No, Djursholm.
Yes.
Yes, I did remember when.
Yeah. Och vad kallade hon processen att hitta på låtar?
Torture. I don't know.
Finna upp. Som är uppfinna. Finna upp.
Finna upp. Mm.
You got a point there. Mm. You got 2 points, actually. You think I'm gonna remember... Jag kommer inte komma ihåg hur många poäng du har sen. Men good for you, man.
Thanks.
Alice Timander.
Mm.
Vi har levt inne på henne. Hon var känd som... om du kan titeln så blir jag imponerad. Hon var känd som någonting och det finns en speciell titel som hon har myntat eller som hon är mest känd för.
Oh, well, she was kind of a socialite.
Yeah.
But I don't know what she called it.
It has something to do with the opening night and an animal.
Premiärs apa.
Nej, nästan!
Premiär apa. Premiärsbjörn.
Nästan, farligare än björn.
Pierre Leone.
Ja, premiärlejonet. Exakt, ja. Yeah. Vad hade hon för... Hon var den första kvinnan som fick det här yrket. Hon var utbildad som något.
Oh yeah, but she didn't do it.
She did.
She did it, but she really wanted to be an actress, but sucked at it. I remember that.
Yeah.
And she was a not a lawyer.
No.
And something nerdy though. Accountant? No, dentist.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Good.
I was thinking she should be Iranian. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. No, she's a.
I said, isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Och sista frågan. Och det här är den absolut viktigaste sedd ur en svensk historisk synpunkt. Vad var jag utklädd på i det som förmodligen var den sista bilden? Ja, typ. Sjörövare. Ding, 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 man.
Yeah, man.
You got... Du fick 200 poäng.
Yes!
Av 205!
Oh, oh.
Pew, 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 pew. Det där var ett bra quiz. Fan, du kommer ihåg mycket.
Oh, that was it?
Ja, okay. Jag var stolt. Well, det var alla mina avsnitt. Det var inte så många avsnitt förra terminen, visade det sig. Woohoo!
Nice, man.
So that is the quiz, man.
Okay.
You passed and you get to do another termin.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir, for teaching well. It's a reflection on you and your teaching.
Well, don't stay at school and don't run out at night.
What? Well, thank y'all for checking this episode out of Teach Me Sweden. We're back now. So look out for more episodes and another semester of knowledge and laughter,
yeah,
as we give you.
Det måste vara en av de snabbaste avsnitten. Men för er som åker kort på pendeln,
mm-hmm,
grattis.
Yeah, we got you there.
Här fick ni.
There safely.
Slipper ni lyssna efter jobbet, för nu är ni klara redan.
Yes, exactly.
Exakt.
But yeah.
Glöm inte att bli Patreons.
Yes.
För att ni som lyssnar nu, alla är inte det.
Mm.
För att en del... Ja, för, vet ni vad? Det här kanske var kort, men... Det kunde varit längre. Om ni var Patreon så hade ni kunnat lyssna på det vi säger innan.
Mm.
Vi pratar och skojar och tjoar och kimmar. Det är en riktig skrattfest.
Yeah.
Och man kan få se det. Man kan få se oss när vi pratar. Video. Mm. Hallå. Yeah. 60-talet.
Yep.
TVn kom.
Patreon.com/teachmesweden to join us and support. We appreciate that. And if you don't want to support financially, you can always leave a good review. 5-star review on your podcast app or whatever, iTunes, whatever you use. But thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
It has been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
Teaching you Swedish.
Fred.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.